Lord, in one way or another, or maybe both, this song represents what many of us encounter as we genuinely want to live our life with you and for you, Lord. Think of Mary and Martha, Lord, and many of us, myself included, just our natural inclination is to do stuff, Lord. Task-oriented people, and that's part of your gift, and we feel good about ourselves when we've accomplished something. And actually, Martha looked at her sister, and she was upset with her. She thought that she was not pulling her weight, and asked the Lord to correct her and roll up her sleeves and get after it. And Jesus was very kind to Martha and knew that the work needed to be done, and he and we are thankful for those of us who just really like getting it done. But he said, Mary's chosen the better part. And that won't be taken from her. And it's not either or. It's both and. As someone who was a compulsive doer, a task-oriented person, I am pleased to say that the Lord can win us over to that loving interaction with him, that unhurried, contemplative, if you will, active rest with him, whereby sometimes he communicates more without speaking than we would obtain even if he himself were teaching. And so, Lord, thank you that you call us, and we're not all supposed to be like each other. Thank you for that, Lord. But you do call us to closeness with you, and you do call us to pursue you. Help us to encourage each other. Draw from each other in our differences, Lord, and help us to get over falsely evaluating, even judging each other because one of them's not naturally wired like we are. Together, all of it, we can be collectively wired like you are, Lord. Thank you for that, Lord Jesus, in your mighty name. Amen. 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 Please be seated. A little different today. Yeah. And I'll explain. There'll be some explaining. And y'all have much for you to do today. You've probably discovered your Bible study aid that I have for you all. And, of course, a portion of Scripture is printed out there. You know, just before reading that, isn't it interesting then? So we go to the New Testament, and we're told that in the beginning, when the beginning began, was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. And God is the Word, and the Word is God. And by his Holy Spirit, the one who inspired the words in our Bibles, the one who protected and preserved them from any sort of corruption or distortion down through the ages, is the one who, in our relationship with him, his Holy Spirit reveals to us, speaks to us from the words that he's given that are on the pages of Scripture. God, who is the Word, he is communication. Wonderful, wonderful book by Francis Schaeffer, and you know, I don't know how many of you, he was sort of the Lord's statesman of the last century, I think, at least the second half of the last century, but Francis Schaeffer wrote dozens of books, and great theologian, philosopher, teacher, speaker, humanitarian, all of those things. Wrote a great book, well, they're all great, I think, but God is there and he is not silent, and he who is the Word is communication and made us to be able to receive communication from him and communicate with him, and he is about communication. Yes, indeed. Yes, yes. So, I am actually going to read just, my part will be rather brief here, and then I'm going to hand it over to you. I'm going to read the first 9 verses of Proverbs chapter 2, and verses 4 and 5 are on your Bible study tool here. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity, and every good path. The bottom line application from those words and these two here, and the reason you have a shovel is, the bottom line application is dig. Those who dig, find. Those who dig, obtain. Those who seek, those who search, those who go after are the ones who get. You know, it struck me recently, and we live in an age now, and anyone, my goodness, 30 or under, probably 40 or under, computers are so normal. Will came over and helped me learn how to cast the Chosen app from my phone onto the TV, you know. And I'm a bit of a technological troglodyte, and so, but I told him, you know, in the kids that grow up now, I mean, if they've reached the age of 4 or 5, they can just do it like a duckling swimming in water, you know. It's just natural to them. And I thought about these times when that communication is so normal, and I was hearkened back to Johannes Gutenberg. And I believe that Gutenberg changed the world forever with and through and by communication, unlike anyone before or since. Because Gutenberg brought what he brought into a world of ignorance and illiteracy. The computers have come into a world of knowledge and great literacy. And so they've enhanced that. But Gutenberg, if you're not familiar, is the man credited with inventing, arranging movable type. And this happened, actually he's credited with the type in 1439, and then perfecting the metal alloys where they would hold up the pressure of printing and move them around on lines. And before that, they would carve whole pages out of wooden blocks to press them, and it was very laborious and very expensive. It's interesting, just a little bit of looking around, in, you know, Cambridge University at Oxford in England has for centuries been one of the premier institutions of higher learning in the world. And in 1424, 15 years before Gutenberg invented movable type, Cambridge University possessed 122 books. 122 books. They were so expensive and so hard to come by. And so not only did virtually no one have them, but only the very well-to-do and highly educated would know what to do with them if they had them. See. And Gutenberg came along and changed that. And the single instrument that he changed it most with is very well known as the Gutenberg Bible. And he chose to use God's word as the primary demonstration of being able to bring this mode of mass printed communication, which itself prompted literacy and broad learning and everything else. Gutenberg was a world changer, and he did it with the Gutenberg Bible. Those of you who have, you know, been subject to my digital communications over the last little while, you know, I've been exhorting you today in particular to bring your Bible. And most of us who are Bible folks, like Wendy said, by the way, Wendy and Rachel both, I mean, not only spot on the word that you brought about trust, but the Apostle Paul is right in there with you, because he said late in his life in Philippians chapter 3, I've attained nothing. Now he'd attained quite a bit, don't you think? But I press on towards a high mark of the Lord Jesus, that I may lay hold of what he laid hold of me for, which means more of. So the infinite God always has more. And there's always more in our relationship with him for that. Anyway, today we would call it digging in. We looked at the word. We looked at the body. Today we're going to look at digging in. And these verses basically say dig. The promise is not simply to know what he knows, however much he does reveal to us, but to know him. See, that's the thing. Because God is wisdom, and he is knowledge, and he is understanding. See, all those things are of him, so it's to know him. Jesus said in Matthew 7:8, for everyone who asks receives. By implication, those who don't. We learn later on, what a sad thing, you have not because you ask not. Everyone who asks seeks, and the one who searches finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. The promise remains unchanged today, so we dig. Today we're going to do a little digging. In March, just a couple months ago, we had here on Sundays 3 consecutive messages from a portion of Scripture, Matthew chapter 12, verse 46 through 13:23, contiguous Scripture. And so that soil is well tilled. In just a little bit, I'm going to give you some instruction on how you're going to go about the digging, and even, you know, some places where you may put your soil in. Your spade, your shovel in. For those of you at home, there's going to be some questions that our folks here will see up on the screen, and they're just questions to prompt your digging, but you'll see them at home or at home. We're not going to stream, just a bunch of us interacting at tables privately, but you can do this at home, and if you just click on the notes at the website in the sermon section, you'll see the questions that these folks are going to have before them.